Start by taking everything out of your hands. Settle into your seat. Place your hands and feet in whatever configuration feels good, and close your eyes or take a soft focus. First, take a breath for your body. That beautiful body of yours that functions entirely self-sufficiently, all the parts that work well and all the parts that are in repair. Take a breath for your mind, all the connections and insights and processing it does for you all day. Take a breath for your emotions, those things that make you human. Now let your breathing return to a normal pattern. Focus on the base of your spine. Imagine a ball of red-orange light there. With your attention, it grows bigger and brighter, and from that red-orange light comes a tether. That tether snakes down your chair, through the floor, into the earth, and burrows deep, deep, deep into the planet until it connects with the core. It plugs in, and the planet starts sending pulses of energy back up to you. Back through all the layers of the earth and the ground, through your floor, up the chair, and into the base of your spine. As this energy goes into the base of your spine, it gets larger and eventually travels up your back, into your neck, and into your head until it meets with a purple light that is swirling at the crown of your head. That purple light grows until it grows a tether that reaches up past your ceiling and your roof, into the sky, past the clouds, and into the atmosphere. It goes into the heavens where it spreads out and connects to stars and ancestors and collective wisdom and spirit. From those connections, pulses of energy get sent back down, past the atmosphere, past the clouds, through the sky, through your roof and your ceiling, and into the crown of your head. The purple light surges down your spine until it and the red-orange light are meeting together in the center of your chest. They swirl and mix and play and make beautiful patterns. So you are now connected by your purple tether to the heavens and your red-orange tether to the core of the earth, and both meet in the center of your chest. Along each of these tethers comes the energy you are receiving, but also wisdom. Wisdom that the earth wants you to know coming up, 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 and wisdom from the heavens coming down, down, down. Now sit for a moment and see what bits of wisdom trickle to you from each of these tethers. Notice if you have a human voice that wants to direct the wisdom. Does it want something profound? Does it want something simple or peaceful? That voice is okay to have those wants. It, in itself, is wisdom. It tells you about expectation and needs for your corporeal body and your connection to the world you inhabit. Thank it for its worth, and then ask it to hang out while your ancestors and collective wisdom and the planet talk to you. Ask it to observe, but to try not to direct or make meaning yet. Now, follow your purple tether up into the heavens. Disconnect from each of the points it has made and give a little gratitude to the source. Reel them in and allow the tether to drift down through the atmosphere and the clouds and your roof and your ceiling back into the crown of your head to rest in the center of your chest. While your purple energy hangs out, follow the red-orange tether down your chair and into the floor and earth and down into the core of the planet. Disconnect it from its connection and give some gratitude to the planet for sharing its energy with you. Allow the tether to float up through the layers of the earth, through the ground, into the floor and your chair and back through the base of your spine until it comes to rest in the center of your chest, again playing and swirling and creating beauty with your patient purple energy. Ask that swirling energy to go into any parts of your body, mind, or emotions that need some wisdom, and be aware that the human part of you may not know what that is or what that means, but it will be done even without your full understanding. Once your energy and wisdom have infiltrated all the corners, take another breath for your body, for holding you during this time. Take a breath for your mind, for helping you visualize all of this. And take a breath for your emotions, who came along for the ride. Start to come back to the room around you. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Circle or stretch your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes.